It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and my lovely assistant, Hunter. Hello.
Lovely.
All right, well, we're going to get right to it this morning. Hunter brought this up, and it was actually in our news segment earlier during the show when we have news, the only serious part of the show.
You want to piss me off? This will piss me off.
This is you're very worked up about this. So why don't you tell everyone what you're worked up about?
All right, I'll just read it. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's very extensive, but I'll just get to the meat and potatoes.
Yep.
Since 2013, there's been a push by the National Transportation Safety Board to lower blood alcohol content required for legal intoxication from 0.08 to 0.05. Made national news 2013 May.
So we would drop it down. It's already dropped once for it. It used to be 0.10.
Yep.
And then it dropped down to 0.08. Now they're thinking about making it 0.05.
Yep.
I'll be honest, I am fine with this.
Yeah.
Because obviously drinking and driving is a... I don't want to say it's a problem, but it is a problem because...
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because, you know, you think about it, a lot of accidents are caused by drinking and driving. A lot of accidents, people are killed by drunk drivers every single year. It is bad, and you should not be behind the wheel if you are drunk.
Absolutely agree.
So.
But, you haven't got a DUI by blowing a .05 after having two beers at the bar.
Well, now, it depends, though. It depends, because, honestly, on an empty stomach, if I chug one beer, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not as much as it used to, but, you know, that's empty stomach, nothing in there, chug a beer. I can feel it, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, well, okay, there you go. I'm feeling loosey, feeling goosey, and, you know, it kind of evens out. Now, they say, to be safe, you should have one beer an hour. That's the only safe thing. That's if you have a beer an hour, your body processes it properly, and that's how you can do that. But who does that? Who has a beer an hour?
Here's my opinion.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. You know why?
Why?
Because bodies are different. Everybody is different. Mm-hmm. You can't say a beer an hour and then it's going to be this. No. No, because there's fatties, there's skinny people, there's people with different body types. Dude, it's a bunch of trash. 0.05? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Brock?
You know what?
Two beers. So you're saying I can't go to a bar anymore comfortably and have two beers and leave the bar. That is trash, dude.
Here's the thing, though, Hunter, is that, and I'm gonna play devil's advocate against you here, is that really you shouldn't, because you are under the influence of a substance.
No, that's BS. You know why it's BS? 0.05, I could walk toe-to-toe. I could play a game of football.
I'm telling you, though, but here's what you look at. And I go back to, you know, Ireland, zero tolerance. If you are pulled over and you have a 0.0001, done. Going to jail. There are a lot of places that have. I've been looking here. Well, Canada is. They have everything from 0.00 to 0.15.
0.15. Wow.
Now, great. See? Canadian beers, and there's a lot less. There's a lot more open spaces, maybe.
So, what do you think it should be?
Honestly, I would be completely understandable. Understanding if they made it zero tolerance. I would be. And now, look, I'm not saying I haven't gotten behind the wheel of a vehicle after I've had a few cocktails. Obviously, I have. And I'll completely admit it. There's been times where I'm like, you know what? Probably shouldn't have drove. And I hate admitting that because, you know, it's a very scary thing. There are a lot of people that have injured others, have died because of drinking and driving. Mm. Now, I'm not going to sit here and play holier than thou because, you know what? Yeah, I want to be able to go to a bar, have a couple beers, and then go home without a big issue. Paying for a taxi or an Uber. I understand that. Mm. I also do think then if they do change it, it does need to be more accessible for people to get rides home. Mm. Because you're not always going to have the option. Now, they may say, well, you don't go out drinking if you don't have a way to get home. Well, that's not fair. That's kind of limiting me.
I wonder what the percentage of people that actually do that. Everybody says it. You should have just gotten an Uber. Yeah, it's easy to say
until
you're at the bar at a point, you know, 0.07, I'm going to say. One-tenth of a point underneath the law.
Where you don't feel it, maybe.
Where you don't feel it.
Yeah, exactly. You feel, and of course, I'm going to tell you, I love to drink. I'm a drinker. I probably have a much higher tolerance than most people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, though, that I'm still not under the influence of it. I could probably, for example, my five beers are probably Kiki's two beers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's usually 2-1, actually. I should say 2-1. So when I've had four, she's had two. And I'm pretty much at the same level as her.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to look at, too, a lot of people think they can text and drive. No.
Right.
That's you think about it. I mean, and you're
that's
really
worse
good.
Than drinking and driving.
Well, they say it's the same. They say that it was like, you know, there's a comparison. Here's my thing is either you got to leave it alone or make it zero tolerance. That's where I'm at. They're sitting here playing around and saying 0.05. Well, why not just make it zero? What? So
that's basically what it is.
That's what I'm
0.05,
saying.
0.05, dude. I'm not even a drink.
Yep.
What's the point?
Well, and also now here's another thing. Let's say you have a beer and you get pulled over. Let's say you're like you go to a bar and you got 20 minutes. Okay, you mm-hmm. slam that beer. You get in your car. That's going to register different mm-hmm. than if you have a beer over an hour.
Yep.
But it's still the same thing. It's one beer compared to one beer. So there's something you got to look at there too. Is like, well, what is the time frame?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Here's what I think should happen. It'll never happen. It'll never secretly happen, even if they kept it, you know, away from the public. This mm-hmm. is what I think. When you're a cop and you sign up, you go to basic training,
yep.
learn how to become a cop. There should be a thing in there. And I haven't been through basic, obviously. I don't know if they do say this or not. It should be to your discretion. As a police officer, we're going to give you the responsibility to make choices.
Yeah.
You pull somebody over. The law is 0.05. The guy blows a 0.09. Completely fine. He's talking to you. He's enunciating. His eyes aren't jiggly.
But here's the thing, though. Let's say he does end up getting into an accident somehow, whether it's his
That's
fault
the
or not. That's the
That's
thing.
That's the problem because all the cameras and whatnot.
Well, I wouldn't say it's – but it's the fact he could seem fine, dude. I know there's times where I'm like, God, dude, I've had like – 6 mixed drinks and I feel fine. But I know that my overall motor skills are affected by the alcohol I've had. That's just a given. So honestly, I think either just leave it alone or make it zero tolerance. That's where I'm at. Is because if you're going to sit there and try and split hairs and say, well, so-and-so's fine. Andre the Giant could drink more than anybody right. out there.
He could probably drink 40 beers and blow a 0.08.
You know what I mean? Exactly. It's about body mass and everything like that. So I guess that's what it comes down to is I think us horsing around with it doesn't make sense. Either leave it where it is or make it 0%. Because if you guys are going to start now dropping it, and it's funny, is you know what? I'm looking through a lot of these other countries, like Belgium, 0.05, Albania, 0.01.
What?
You know what I mean?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Hungry is zero.
Then what are you doing? Why are you going to go out and drink?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yep.
Not everybody can get a ride home, dude. I'm sorry. It's just, it's facts. It's the way life is. You can say it one way, but look at reality. What really happens? I get it. You want to deter people from drinking and driving, but lowering it to a 0.05 is not going to do it.
No, it won't.
It's not going to do it.
That's really...
All they're doing it for is money.
Yeah.
They want more reason to give people tickets to get more money. It's bullshit, dude.
And I could see that, but the fact of the matter is, though, too, is that I don't...
0.05 is a glass of wine. You telling me a lady can't go out to dinner and have a glass of wine and drive home?
Well,
it's a crock, dude.
You could. I mean, I don't see if a glass of wine would get you to 0.05. That's a pretty strong.
Some ladies will, for sure.
Well, yeah, you get those skinny soccer moms that only had a salad.
After a full glass of wine, my wife is at a 0.05.
But will it cause people to get pulled over more? I don't think so. I think the general setup is going to be there. It's just, if you have a 0.05. But, again, that's...
Here's another
that's
thing.
That's the law, though.
Here's another. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. You blow a 0.05. And you're completely fine, completely sober,
mm-hmm.
0.05, and you, somebody jumps in front of you and you hit them. Mm-hmm. Not even your fault.
Yeah.
But you blow a 0.05, and now it's manslaughter.
Well, no, you can be at 0.05 or below. So you blow
a 0.06.
0.06, yeah,
0.06. 0.051.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that you deserve to go to jail because you blew a 0.05, 0.1,
well,
completely sober. And it was that person's
fault. But Hunter, the problem though is that you got to get over the fact though it's not completely sober. Even after one drink, your motor skills are affected. That's the long and short of it.
Rolling my eyes.
But you got to look at it though. You're not whether one drink or 10 drinks compared to zero drinks, you're still functioning differently.
I disagree.
What?
Golf did a study. They had a guy. No, they had three guys. Drive a ball, chip a ball, and putt a ball.
Yeah.
Had three drinks. Drive a ball, hit a ball, putt a ball. Three more drinks. They went up to like 12 or 15 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
the stats on them hitting the ball were better after 8 beers.
Yeah, because they're more. That's golf, though. Do that in a car. Do it in a car.
You're saying motor skills. There's a lot of motor skills that go into golf.
Yeah, but you're also relaxing yourself a little bit, which you could also do behind the wheel of a car. You're not paying attention. You're not overthinking things. You're not as sharp.
I don't know if I agree.
Golf is one of those things where you are better when you're drinking. That's a given. But then you also get to a point, though, where
you suck.
And that's, I'm not going to get into it. Obviously, you're
Why
more drunk.
Why is that different with a car?
You're more drunk at 0.10 than you are at 0.05. Obviously, you're different. But what we have to get down to, this is what I'm boiling it down to, is I think they just need to make it zero across the board. Stop nickel and diming for a drug. Obviously, drinking and driving is a...
It's a terrible thing.
But what I'm saying is we're at a stage now where back in the 80s, in the 70s, in the 60s, drunk driving wasn't a thing. You didn't go to jail for drunk driving. If you did, they'd take you, but you wouldn't get a ticket. You wouldn't lose your license. Now it has been demonized, which I think it should be.
You know what you should look up?
What?
The amount of drunk driving accidents in 1970 compared to what it is today.
But also, too, they weren't testing for it as much. That's the thing now.
That's true.
So, but also, too, I mean, God, who's the comedian that had a bit about it? But it's true is that he's like, oh, yeah, I remember my dad getting pulled over with an open beer. And the cop was like, oh, I thought there was something wrong. I didn't know you didn't. I was joking around, but it wasn't as serious a thing. And as we've progressed as a society, as a culture, we've realized, look, drinking and driving is a very... it can be a very dangerous combination.
Absolutely.
Is it saying every time you get behind the wheel after a beer?
Absolutely.
No.
When you're at a certain point.
Yeah.
When you're at a certain point, it is dangerous and you shouldn't drive. 0.05 is not that point.
Okay,
period.
But now, so are you okay with it being 0.08? So what's the difference between 0.09 or 0.08?
I guess I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm used to it.
Well, get used to 0.05, buddy.
No. Dude, that's such, I would be, you know how pissed off I would be if they put me in jail that night for blowing a 0.051.
Mm-hmm.
Completely, I'm telling you, at 0.05, I'm completely sober. You say different.
Well,
technically, scientifically, you're right.
Yeah.
But,
where you
I'm
at,
right.
If it's
I'm
a,
right.
If it's affecting you, you're saying that you would not be affected while driving.
At all. 0.05, I feel nothing. Zero.
We need to.
And if I go to jail because of that.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
Because I didn't have my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Or I...
you've broken two laws already. So I
touched... But not because I'm drunk.
No. Well.
Dude, it's such trash. If I went to jail and had to pay $3,500 out of my own pocket for lawyer, court fees, blah, 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 for blowing a 0.051, I'd be furious.
But do you think you are inhibited now at 0.08? So what if you went to jail for blowing a 0.081?
I don't know the only hole
in your argument that I have.
I don't know how I feel at 0.081. I don't know how I feel, but I do know that at 0.051 I don't feel shit.
here's honestly, this is what I think they should do, and again it is tough because you know what, it's hard, especially in Springfield. I will say Springfield, I got more rides home than anything because we had taxi, we had Uber. It's a lot easier in big cities.
Right.
New York, you go to stuff like that where
it is easy.
So I will say here, it does seem kind of tough. If I go to Coloma, it's a hell of a lot harder for me now where I live in this smaller area to find an Uber from Coloma there. Now, granted, I could be me making excuses, and I'm not saying, oh, well, I can't find a ride. Maybe it needs to be more accessible to get rides if you are going to crack down on this. It was very interesting when we were in Ireland, and I was asking the guy this one place that we stayed at. I said, hey, is there a good like bar to go to around? He's like, yeah, just down the road, whatever. He's like, but hey, be careful. And you know there's zero tolerance on drinking. So you have one drink and you blow anything, going to jail. And it's like, whoa, really? But he's like, man, that's...
Which is trash.
However,
you know why that's trash? Can't you blow a 0.01 not drinking? Isn't there certain, like if you brush your teeth...
You can
or from like the night before,
dude. If you take some NyQuil and blow on that, there's alcohol in that. But again, it's got to be right away. The thing is that I get it, but also with zero tolerance, he says, you know, it's crazy as people around there. They have two vehicles. They have a vehicle that's not registered that they drive, and if they crash it because they're loaded, they're pissed drunk, they just leave it on the side of the road.
Wow,
leave it crashed and hope that they can get home. So
that might
I mean,
be a problem.
People are still going to get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol. That's never going to end. It's not. Until self-driving cars become prevalent, people are going to drink and drive. It's something that happens. So I guess what we need to decide is, why are they making it 0.05? Why not make it 0.01? If you guys really want to cut down and deter people, make it either completely illegal or, you know, make it almost to where no one will get behind the wheel of a car.
How about instead of changing the law, supply the town, supply more Ubers, supply more taxis for towns that don't have it?
Oh, you could provide a service.
You know? Instead of money grabbing and lowering it because of that, do good things.
Yeah.
Like supply taxi, supply Uber.
Yeah.
Make it easier.
Well, and see, Uber just comes out to the amount of people, which it's new in this area, and so we just need more people to get used to it. It's not like a big city where you got a ton of Uber drivers and everything like that.
Say you're a cop. You pull somebody over. Blows a .051.
Yep.
Well, you know the guy's completely fine.
Broke the law.
See, that's the thing. But is the law always right? There's moral in there, man.
There is.
There's moral.
You got to. But then now you're getting into, well, okay, you were going one over the speed limit. You're breaking the law. You know what I mean? So
but he pulls you over. There's moral. That's why I think it should be to the cop's discretion. I really do, man.
I understand what you're saying.
It's like hiring a judge. They judge the judge before he's a judge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They should do the same thing. You know what? If you're going to pass this class, We're going to see here. We're going to judge you. We're going to see what kind of person you are.
But where's that line, though? And see, that's always a tough thing for me. And again,
where's the line with the judge?
I won't ever pretend to know what it is like to be a police officer. But what you look at is, okay, would you give your dad a ticket just like you'd give me a ticket? If you were an officer of the law, your dad was speeding, you pulled him over. Oh, God, that's dad. You going to give him a ticket?
Probably not.
And see, now
I would say most of them don't.
Most of them don't. But now, so there. That's where when you think about it, drinking and driving, it's not. And that's what I mean. So you can't. You almost have to have a complete moral compass that's straight, no matter what. Here's the rules of the road.
I mean, do you feel like you got a good moral compass?
I think so.
You feel like you're a good judge of character?
I tried. Johnny agrees, and he's shaking his head. That's fair.
Like if you were a cop and you pulled somebody over, and they blew a .051. The guy does all the tests right. His eyes aren't jiggly. He still broke the law.
Well,
what do you do?
I see myself as Judge Dredd. I am the law. It doesn't matter. If you broke the law, you're dead.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't think this is where I'm at, is that. And I get where you're seeing, like, okay, 0.05, what's the point? I think they should just make it zero across the board. Make it illegal to drink and drive. Yeah. Anything, because if you want to be safe, then there shouldn't be any kind of substance in your system, whether it's marijuana, whether it's cocaine, whether it's booze.
NyQuil. Might as well be NyQuil. Hey, you pop some ibuprofen, bro?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, ibuprofen is not illegal, though. Well, I guess neither is alcohol.
No?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Tylenol PM. Drugs. How about Tylenol PM?
Drugs. A substance that changes the way your mind and body feels. Ibuprofen. Yeah. Anything in that regard.
I tell you what.
Zero tolerance? It's just bullshit, dude.
It's just, the thing is, though, is that if everyone acted the same and everyone had the same tolerance level, I would see where this could get muddied up a little bit. But if you do have someone that is affected at 0.05 and someone who's not, okay, well, I guess punish one for the other one's lower tolerance. I don't know. I honestly don't know if there's a right answer to this.
I agree with you. If it's going to go to 0.05, just get rid of it all.
Yeah.
Zero across the board.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to say, you know, and to all you guys out there who have lost somebody, you know.
We're not making light of drinking and driving.
We're not making light of this
obviously.
At all.
Because
drinking and driving is a huge problem. It'll always be a problem, I feel like, until self-driving cars come out.
Yeah, it will be. Absolutely.
But, you know, there's got to be, the laws have to, I feel like there's got to be moral into laws.
Yeah.
When you create a law like that, 0.05, it just blows my mind, man.
No,
it's two beers.
I will agree with you on that, is because I know, well, in the big scheme of things, two beers to get me to a 0.05, let's say two beers an hour, I'm at 0.05. I got a feeling I'm going to be fine. All right, in my mind, I'm going to be all right. Now, that's not my call to make the law. I'm not doing that. But I would be upset if I ended up getting pulled over, getting pinched, having to do all the going to court, dealing with the fines, losing my license for something that,
and
you know.
$4,000.
Yeah, yeah.
$4,000.
That's on the light end of it,
for two
man.
Beers,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
$4,000 for having two beers with your buddies at a bar and going home.
But now.
That is a crock.
Now,
that is a crock, dude.
Now, again, let's say you do get into an accident at two beers. Are you going to feel different? Like, oh, I shouldn't have had those two beers.
No.
Was it the two beers that affected me?
I don't, because I know I'm fine.
And that's where I think the line gets fine. That's where the line gets blurred, and that's I don't know if we'll ever have an answer to it other than just making it zero across the board.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. If it's going to be 0.05, make it zero.
Yeah. That's really what it should be.
You know, don't stop there. Just get prohibition. Negative. Bring it back. Bring it back. Let's just get rid of booze.
You got to blow negative.
Yeah. Or you're going to prison.
That's right. Or you're dead. All right. That's going to do it. Before you get too worked up, let's wrap it up. Dude, I don't think we're going to get to an end.
Dude, I need a beer. I need a beer right now.
Let's go get 12 beers.
All right.
All right. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. Also, make sure you join us Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
In all seriousness, I know it's the weekend. The weekend's coming up. It's going to be a nice weekend. Be cool. Be cool out there. Don't drink and drive. We're not making light of it again.
Well, don't get hammered drunk and drive.
And yeah, just be cool with it.
Yeah. All right. Good enough. Good enough. And we're going to have some people emailing us.
Thanks for pissing me off, bro.
We'll see you guys next time.